Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third, the third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Odell. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neal scores. Thomas moves to third. Hodges moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook has Bailey trapped. There's the throw to Chiti and over to Cook, who tags Bailey for the out. Davenport moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell bunts in front of the plate. Chiti fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Keene reaches second base with a double. Davenport scores. Pagan scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Hodges scores. Chacon moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays scores. One out. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Harry Chee-Ti. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hook strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cannell tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a pop-up towards third. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chacon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil misplays the ball. That's an error on Neil. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Alou steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Alou scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing third base. Matty Alou pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chacon for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 5, Giants, 5. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor strikes out. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hook strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mota pinch runs for Jim Davenport. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mota. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Chacon applying the tag. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing third base. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Bowman pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-4 in the game. Hiller bunts towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.